Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty podcast, the podcast that tries to get to the bottom, or the smelly bottom, of your issues.
It's a podcast, and we believe that no one's born with a smelly bottom. It's the things that happen to us along the way.
So join us as we interview different guests each week, trying to work out what their problem is, and then solving it.
And you might learn something at home, and welcome to the podcast.
It's a podcast.
To which degree does your butt stink?
If you were here with us, you would smell him. Absolutely reeks.
Have
of
you
stuff.
Heard of crystal?
I didn't.
Healing.
I thought that you said you'd not met your father, and now you're.
Well, should we give her some advice on how to be more confident?
Absolutely. If you haven't got a vagina, just find someone that does, and then speak to that vagina instead.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And if you're listening in the afternoon, good afternoon. It's Claire Cares here on the radio.
And whenever I'm at a restaurant and my meal comes, I say thank you. That was just what the doctor ordered. And I am professionally trained to do so. And joining us today, we have...
Skip Bellamy.
Hello, Skip Bellamy. Big warm welcome to Skip.
Yeah, thank very you. Very chipper, positive start. We do sometimes get some very sort of meek and shy people come into the studio. But you seem very... comfortable in your skin.
Yes, yeah, very comfortable in my skin. My favourite part of my body, actually.
Skin?
Yes, when people say, what's your favourite part of your body, I say my skin.
And how many times a day are you getting asked that?
Quite often, actually. Right. A lot of the time. My mother wants to know it a lot. She's the one who asks. Mm. She'll text me and phone me up and she'll ask me, what is your favourite part of your body?
It's a constant question.
I say, it's my skin, mother. Yes, constant question.
Why weren't you listening the first time?
Is your mother forgetful?
No, it's very sexual.
Oh,
okay.
Mainly. So that's I'm not the only one who's asked it.
A woman after Dr. Jones's Benjamins.
Yes.
Are you quite sexual?
Well, you know, possibly around your mother.
Mm. And from the hours of 9 p.m. to 12 p.m. and then really is shut down for him.
She'll want to know what your favourite body part is of your own.
Well, she could have a look at me and she could have a guess. And if she guessed my hair, she'd be correct.
Oh.
Not my favourite part.
No? Go on.
Probably his mouthpiece, because it does such lovely talking on the radio.
And your second favourite part?
Give us a twirl. There's so much to choose from, isn't there? Mm-hmm. You've got all the body parts.
Like his hump.
Yes.
I didn't know I had a hump.
There's a little hump on your back. Oh, it's very nice. I think that's your elegant hump.
I think Thank it's you. His bot. I think he's talking about your bottom.
Yes, halfway down your body.
Yeah, halfway down your back is your bottom.
Yes.
Speaking about bottoms, Skip, let's skip to your bottom. So what can you smell from your bottom?
Describe pepperoni. The smell.
Pepperoni?
Mainly okay. Pepperoni. Or more specifically, the grease that gathers in a pepperoni. You know, like when a pepperoni curls up like a little bowl.
Do
I ever?
And then
you get the grease in the middle.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's more that smells like that rather than pepperonis.
Okay.
It's more like the little pepperoni pool of pepperoni grease.
Okay.
What and my bottom smells like.
Starting to get an idea.
Do you eat a lot of pepperoni?
Yes. That's all I eat.
That's all you eat?
Yes. I have a bag of it and I just eat them like
dried pepperoni?
Oh. Yeah. Like I dry them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lovely.
How do you dry them?
I put them all on the radio. So I cook the pizzas first, and then I pick the pepperonis off and then line them up on the radiator and dry them on that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Daddy!
I don't want to wash your hair.
Daddy.
So your mother's sexual.
Yeah.
Father?
No, not at all. He's actually retired from sex now, mm-hmm. officially.
Mm.
Got his watch. Got a party for him.
Okay, and who was at the party?
Not mum, obviously.
No,
very against it.
Mm-hmm.
The in-laws.
Yeah,
and a couple of people from next door. There's a couple from next door. They came over. They've been trying to talk him into it for years.
Okay.
So yeah, and I was there just to support him, really.
But, yeah. Brothers and sisters?
Very much. Yeah, brothers and sisters, we all came. I've got 20 brothers and 15 sisters.
Oh, right. We all showed up. It was time for retirement then, obviously.
Yeah, it was high time, actually.
Is he Catholic or just a case of put his back into it early on? And
yeah, mainly put his back into it and his knees. Mm. And doesn't.
And his penis, I imagine.
Beg your pardon? Never talk about my father's penis again.
Sorry, you're just gone.
No, Claire, you know,
step back.
We've just met Skip and you can't
clearly. Sorry. That's involved at some point. It goes without saying. You don't have to.
It was a big leap.
It was a big leap.
There's some slower listeners and I just wanted to get all the information out on the table.
Well, fine, his penis was involved then, for the slower listeners.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And was a semen?
Yes, out of the end.
Right, okay. I'm starting to build a picture. Dr. Benjamin Jones, any questions?
Yeah, Skip, I'm going to stick you in a field.
Yep.
Okay. And just at the edge of the field, there's a sign.
Mm.
And the sign says, do not enter.
Okay.
And it's just outside a little house that looks sort of deserted.
Uh-huh.
What's your next move?
Oh, very good. Am I there to fix the sign? Is that why I've been sent there?
Interesting.
I think it's the first time you've seen the sign.
Imagine I've been sent there to fix the sign.
Okay, you've been sent there to fix the sign, of course.
Burn it first.
You're burning the sign.
So you set fire to the sign first, and then I would build a new one.
Yes.
That says, all are welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would probably hide in the bushes and then watch what happens.
Okay.
So some people would probably approach the house and go into it, and they don't know that they're not supposed to go in.
And what happens to the people when they're inside?
Mm.
Can I just ask?
Eaten, maybe. Yes.
They're from Eaton.
Eaton.
Yes. Well, they are from Eaton, and they get eaten.
Eaton mess.
Yes, there is an Eaton mess.
Are you a water baby? Little water baby?
Am I a water baby?
Mm, little water baby.
Do I swim in the water?
Yeah, I'm visualising you splashing around.
On occasion.
Okay.
You like a bath?
You a bath man?
I like a bath, like a deep bath.
Are you a bath man or a shower man?
Roman bath.
Both at the same time, sometimes.
Oh, waste of water.
Not really. Because I got my body in the bath, but my face isn't wet. And so I just aim the shower head at my face and turn it on, and then my whole body is getting water on it.
Soap or shower gel? We ask the big questions here on Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty? Tune in, tune off, tune in.
I usually get two bars of soap, and I put like a big splodge of shower gel in the middle and have it like a sandwich.
Wow.
And then like I just rub that all over myself.
Loofah? Yeah.
Huh?
Loofah?
Oh yeah, a loofah as well.
Also.
Yeah, obviously.
Can I talk about your 20 brothers?
Yes.
Can we hear their names?
Yes, you can. Dip.
Mm-hmm.
Slip.
Mm-hmm.
Chip.
Mm-hmm.
Kip.
Mm-hmm.
Jip.
Mm-hmm.
Pip pip.
Mm-hmm.
Hip that, hip.
Hip hip sounds fun.
Yeah, hip hip. It's very nice.
Yeah.
How many are we on now? Three?
That's seven.
Yeah, seven, yeah. Grip.
Mm-hmm.
Sip.
Mm-hmm.
Clip.
Mm-hmm.
Lip.
Mm.
Crip.
Oh.
He's in a gang.
Yes.
All right.
Rip.
Yeah.
Rick.
Rip.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. Blip.
Mm-hmm.
Bip.
Mm-hmm.
Two brothers called Bip.
That was Blip and Bip.
Oh, okay,
yeah, Blip and Bip, thank you. They get confused a lot. You're not the first. You won't be the last. Zip.
Yeah.
Yip.
Yep.
Whip.
Yep.
Two more.
Zip again, but that's with an X.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah, obviously makes sense. Of course it makes sense.
One more.
Then, Ip.
Lovely.
Ip.
Get on with Ip.
Not very well.
No,
black sheep of the family. Absolutely, the black sheep has been cast out. Very selfish little boy.
Oh.
And where are you in the sort of ages of the 20?
In the middle.
Bang in the middle, yeah?
Yeah, 15.
A middle child. I'm getting somewhere.
15 years old.
Middle child.
A middle child.
Amongst a gang of 20.
Mm.
Did you ever go on, who's the oldest?
Lip. I'm the oldest.
How old is he?
58.
And how old's your dad?
My dad?
Yeah.
100.
Mm. Whoa, big time.
100 years old.
That's why he stopped going at it, I suppose.
Finally
hammer
stopped
and
going at
finally.
It.
Finally. When you're 100, you've got your... Has he got both hips? His own hips?
Yeah. What is he talking about his kids?
No. Oh, yeah.
You talking about
hip? No. Hip.
Hip.
What do you mean, hip?
Hooray.
Yeah. Oh, there's this hip, wasn't there?
Hip, yeah. My brother, zoologist.
I bet when they go into a party together, people are very excited.
See, hip.
Yeah. Why? They think something's happening.
What?
I thought you'd have a brother called Tip.
No, it's one of my sisters.
Fair enough.
So it's a girl's name.
15 sisters.
Yep, it's a girl's name.
What?
It's a girl's
and
name,
what's,
Tip.
Go on, what are their names?
Tip.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's Tip.
Yeah.
Tulip.
Yes.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Beautiful name.
Zulip.
Mm-hmm.
Prip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where are your family from? Some unusual names coming up.
Kettering, yeah. Northamptonshire.
Okay, yeah.
Yep. Clip with a K.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lovely.
Is there a clip with a C in there?
That's her middle name, actually.
Oh, okay. Clip.
Yeah. Mm. But, like, she doesn't like it.
Mm.
Sharon?
Oh.
Sharon. She sounds exotic.
She changed her name.
Oh, okay. What was her original name?
Bip.
Right. Can see why she changed it.
Yeah.
And she picked Sharon.
Yeah, she picked Sharon. She thought it would make it easier because there was some confusion in the family sometimes about who we were speaking about because our names are quite similar.
Yeah, I hadn't noticed, actually.
Yeah, so a bit similar. And sometimes if you don't say it, enunciate properly, it sounds like other names.
Mm.
Yeah. Her name, you know, Blip sounded like our other brother is called Blip.
Yeah.
You know,
so there's,
they
there's,
sound similar.
They have that.
Even though hers has a little umlaut.
And why Sharon? Do you like Sharon Stone, I can only imagine?
No, she doesn't like Sharon Stone.
Sharon.
She was after a teacher that she admired.
Ooh.
Okay.
Mrs. Sharon.
I love to learn, actually.
Yeah?
I love to learn.
Yeah.
Crafting, basket making, crystal healing, all things I'm thinking about.
Oh, yeah. But she taught, like, actual, like, true stuff.
Yeah, like science and medicine.
Yes.
Mm.
Mm.
She taught medicine, actually. You're right.
Childhood.
So Mrs. Sharon was her favourite teacher. Was it a favourite teacher of yours?
I didn't like Mrs. Sharon.
Why?
She was didn't know how to keep her opinions to herself.
Opinions about yourself?
Just about things, politics and television. I didn't like hearing her views on TV shows. She thought she was quite the critic, and I didn't really appreciate it.
Okay.
A lot of the times, I'm gonna
do something now, Skip.
Yep.
I'm gonna tell you that I did not like the television programme, One Foot in the Grave.
Okay.
Wow.
How do you feel about that? I thought it was ridiculous.
Do you think you are, though? Because, like, you've never done anything.
He's got a
not like you've ever made a TV show.
Mm.
He's made a very
good radio
show.
It's easy to sit there and
show.
Slag off Victor Meldrew, but you didn't do that.
Okay, Skip.
You can know how to do it, so why are you telling me that you don't like it?
Thank you. I'm going to stop you there. I'm going to tell you two things.
It's not that important, mate.
Skip, I don't have an opinion on One Foot in the Grave, but what happened there?
He punked you.
Your arsehole started to smell a little bit more. There was a little bit more of a pong.
I know.
She was talking about that.
I know.
Yeah.
So yes.
Is it receiving opinions that you think makes your arsehole stink?
Okay.
Is that your opinion?
It's just a question.
What is that?
That is not an opinion.
Are you inferring something?
No, I'm not giving you my opinion there, Skip.
I'm a lady, and I'm going to speak now. And
I don't like that opinion.
Ah.
Okay.
Ah.
The opinion that she's a lady or that she wants to speak?
Both of those upset me, actually.
Interesting, isn't it? But I'll forge ahead anyway. Now, what's your favourite chocolate bar?
Yorkie.
Don't like it. I don't like Yorkie.
Oh, yes. There's the pepperoni.
There's
the pepper. There's
the
grease.
Coming up.
There's the grease.
I'm enjoying this one,
Well,
actually.
Why are you running your mouth off about Yorkies and saying you don't like them, then?
I've never had a Yorkie, actually. I was just,
right.
Again, double.
So I'm here to be wound up, am I?
Not wound up. We're here to identify
the
problem.
Help yourself.
Winding me up.
Help yourself, isn't it?
If you haven't had Yorkies, don't offer opinions on them.
Okay.
That's actually a very good point, Dr. Benjamin Jones. Yeah,
let's just cool it down, Skip. Now, 35 siblings.
Yes.
What was holidays like? Did you ever go on holiday together?
We all went on a different holiday each.
Okay, so literally singular holidays.
Yeah, well, they'd send us all off at the same time. We'd all leave on the same day and come back on the same day.
Any adults?
You report back. Nope.
Okay, so where did you go on your holidays?
I always went to the same place.
Yeah?
I always went to Inverness in Scotland.
Okay. And where did Tip go?
Tip went to Peru.
Mm. Did that upset you at all?
No, we all got to choose our own... Well, we chose each other's places, to be fair.
Right, okay.
You choose the holiday of like of another sibling that went round in a circle.
Which sibling decided that you would go to Inverness?
Crip.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, Crip.
What's your feelings towards Crip?
Crip's always a pretty good guy, pretty straight shooter. I knew that he was sending me to Inverness because there's a really nice sweet shop there that he likes. And he was sending me there because he thought I'd appreciate the sweet shop as well.
Did you like the sweets?
No, I hate sweets.
Hmm. Did Crip know this?
Looking back, he might have known it, because I did talk about that a lot. That's mainly what I talked about, is I hate sweets and I love Yorkies.
Very interesting. Claire?
Yes, I've been listening the whole way through, of course. And I've really got nothing to offer up, because it's a conundrum. It is a conundrum. I'm thinking to myself, this Crip doesn't sound like a very nice guy. But also I'm thinking, you've lost your temper about Yorkie bars. I can't trust you. I don't know where to turn.
You can't trust me.
I can't trust you.
You're the one who said you like Yorkies. You haven't even tried them.
Okay,
and there's the anger. There's a flash of anger there, actually.
You did attack him. Well, you know, we're bringing Smelly Bottoms into the studio. Mm. They're not to be attacked.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Jingly, jingly, listen!
Was there any sort of significant moment in Inverness that happened that you might want to talk about?
Made a friend.
Okay, and what's his friend's name?
Cham. Lovely. And what's Cham's vibe, I'm going to say, deal? You know, what's he like? Is he still alive?
Yes, still alive very much.
That's always my second question when someone brings a
compliment. Yep.
So, what are they like and are they alive?
He was a potter.
Oh.
A potter?
By nature or by business?
By business, he would do pottery.
Pottery.
And a potter's wheel.
Mm. Mm.
And you liked that, did you?
Did you make lots of Harry Potter jokes with him?
No, this was a...
Very serious
in
friendship.
In the early 80s.
Oh, okay. Fine. Right. You know, you might have been ahead of your time.
Well, actually, yeah. It's not too late. If you want to give him a little text or about Harry Potter now, you could maybe make that joke that...
Could you text him now?
Could you?
He wouldn't appreciate that. He doesn't like Harry Potter.
Right,
like things that aren't real.
He also might have heard the joke before. I suppose it's a possibility. Yes. You know,
he does seem to have some. It sounds like he's got some very strong opinions on Harry Potter. How does that make you feel? Does that make your arsehole stink?
Never really thought about that.
Doctor Benjamin.
He mainly doesn't like it because it's not real.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I remember I did have a big argument with him last year at Christmas about it. As I sent him a text saying Merry Christmas.
Yes.
And I said, what did you get for Christmas this year? And he said, Harry Potter again.
Right.
Aww,
and I said, good fun?
Yeah.
And he said, no, it's not real.
Mm.
And it's not believable, so I don't like it. And I remember eating my phone.
What?
I ate it.
You ate your phone?
Yes, yeah. I got angry about the text and I had to eat the phone.
Right. There's a few issues and I don't Swallowed think Tam it. Is at the centre of them, Dr. Mm. Benjamin Jones.
Yes, well, you know, eating it, biting your phone, I can understand, but eating, actually digesting the phone.
Yeah.
Did you crunch it up or was it a sort of whole...
Slid down in one big gulp.
Okay. Come out the other end?
Yes.
So it has come out?
Yeah, it came out.
Well, the iPhone 7 is actually water resistant, so you probably...
This wasn't an iPhone 7.
Oh, Nokia.
House phone.
Oh.
House phone.
Yes.
Cordless?
No.
Oh, what a meal. What an appetite.
What happened when you got a phone call?
When I got a phone call, my stomach would ring like the crocodile in Hook. Chaser's Captain Hook.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would happen. And once that happened and someone was like, that reminds me of Peter Pan, and then someone else said, I didn't like Peter Pan much, and then...
Oh, then you got angry.
That upset you.
Very angry, actually. Yes. I had to find another phone to eat.
Well, all the issues are covered here today, and remember that mullets used to be fashionable and now they're not, so anything can happen, and change is as good as a rest. Claire Gares here on the radio. I didn't plan that, Dr. Benjamin.
Not planet.
I didn't plan it. I just went for it, you know? Sometimes you just got to seize the day and go for things. I was thinking about mullets, you know, and I thought, yeah, things do change. And I thought, Claire, back yourself with your opinion.
Well, we know how I feel about that, though.
Is this a jingle?
Skip, anyone else in your family have a smelly bottom? Was it just you?
Yeah, no, there is another one big smelly bottom in the family,
Daddy?
Actually. Not Daddy.
Who is Mummy?
Not Mummy.
Why don't we let Skip answer?
Crip?
Not Crip.
That's a fun game.
Guess.
Bip.
Bip.
Not Bip.
Lip.
Of course not Lip.
Tip.
Kip with a K, Kip with a C.
No.
Hip Hip?
Not Hip Hip. He's very clean. Grip is the one who has a smelly bottom.
Grip's got the smelly bottom. Yeah. Okay, and how old's Grip?
Grip is 29.
Okay.
And a half.
Mm.
And what does his bottom smell of?
Oh, it's hard to put my finger on it, actually. But I would say it smells a little bit like, do you remember Rocky Bars?
Yes, love them.
It smells like one of them if it was made of shit.
Okay.
The doctor will see you now.
I want to get back to your friend. Did Cham ever meet Grip?
Yeah, they met each other.
Okay.
And Cham once went on holiday himself to Argentina. That's where Grip goes on holiday each year.
Okay, so Cham either goes to Argentina or Inverness. Was he from Inverness?
No. Cham's from Inverness, yeah.
He goes to Argentina.
He does his pottery in Inverness and then he goes to Argentina.
For a break. For a retreat.
Well, it's not a break from pottery, actually. Right. It's a pottery training course that takes place in Argentina.
I guessed it wrong and I don't feel good about myself, but that was just a guess. I like to guess. I don't claim to have 100% hit rate with the guessing, but you'll never stop me guessing. Claire cares on the radio.
She likes to guess.
Well, if that's not your job, though.
Yes, it is. It's exactly my job.
Yeah, it's very
I
much
guess
a sort of
where
guessing.
Your problem's coming from.
That's yeah. it. That's yeah. all it is.
There's no real sort of facts.
9, 8,
attached
7.
Attached to.
14.
It's just guessing house numbers.
I'm guessing
now.
Numbers.
Were they house numbers?
No, yeah. They were your favourite numbers. I was guessing your favourite numbers.
Did you get them right?
Yes, in that order, actually.
Thank yeah, there you. We go. So it does. So sometimes it is very successful.
And that's why I keep guessing.
That was quite exciting.
Mm.
No one's ever guessed my favourite numbers before.
Blancmange.
Yes.
Favourite pudding?
Oh, no.
Favourite word?
No.
Ah. Favourite colour?
First girlfriend.
Oh. Your first girlfriend is called Blancmange?
Yes.
Big girl, was she?
No, little girl.
Mm.
How little was she?
Right. How little were you?
Huh?
To the point. How little were you going out with a little girl?
Yeah, I was little. We're both little.
Both little. How old were you at the time?
5.
And she was?
12.
She was 12.
Mm.
Still a little girl, still counts.
She still is a little girl. That is a strange dynamic, though, isn't it?
12 and 5, yeah.
She's quite bossy.
Mm.
She's a real battle axe. Mm.
It does seem inappropriate, but it's difficult to... It feels inappropriate, but it's difficult to kind of go, well, that's definitely... Mm. It's like...
Because if she had a growth disorder or something, did she?
No, you didn't have a growth disorder.
No, just checking.
Blancmange didn't have a growth disorder. She's a nice 12-year-old girl.
I like to guess. I guessed wrong.
Met her at the driving range.
Okay. And you was 5 years... You were 5 years old.
5 years old.
And she was 12 years old.
Working on my swing.
Mm.
She was 12.
And you just took things from there?
Yes.
Take it slow?
She was my caddy.
Mm.
And we didn't take it slow, really. There's no taking it slow with Blancmange. She's very forthright.
She's after it.
Girl, yeah.
When was the first time you kissed?
Right there on that driving range.
Tongues in, tongues first out. Time.
No tongues. We were kids.
Yeah.
Sicko.
Sorry.
We're kids.
I guessed again and I guessed it wrong. I won't stop
just
guessing.
One on each cheek, like the French. European.
I French kissed at 11 and I used my tongue and I went in a circular direction and he told me that it was circular, ran the wrong way and I got it wrong. I was very embarrassed.
Who was he?
He was actually 16. Christophe in France. A French kiss in France. Would you believe it?
Lovely stuff.
That sounded true.
Yes, it was almost certainly true.
Yes.
Sometimes Claire Cares breaks out of character and just talks about her life.
Why don't you use some headphones? And you'll hear us more clearly.
I was with her for 20 years.
20 years? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So she was 33 at this time? There's another guess.
Well, she was 12 when we started out. So 12 plus 20?
Yeah. Yeah, so guess? Did I guess right?
No. 32.
Yeah, they guessed it wrong again.
Yeah.
And you were? Just tell us.
So I was 25 at the end.
25.
So not as much of an inappropriate age gap at that point, is it?
No. You both age in a very similar... way.
Yeah.
That was one of the things I liked about us. We had a lot in common. We aged in a similar way.
Same speed.
And we both like golf.
Mm-hmm.
And
only the driving bit, really.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, not the playing, just driving, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like the rest of it. It's very boring, but it's cool. A drive and have a snog.
It's nice to drive around Kissy here and there and see a tree or two, you know. Yes.
Not see a tree.
Well, Claire, of course, likes to see trees.
You like to see trees?
That's very much her thing.
You know, I talk to them and I get some good answers, actually.
Well, have you got any answers for Skip here?
Yeah. 12 plus 20 is 32.
My favourite sum.
Claire Cares still here broadcasting for you.
Now, if I was to ask you what Cham's opinion was of Grip, would you be able to tell me?
Yes, I would be able to tell you, actually.
Okay.
I'm all ears.
Well, he said he liked Grip, but said he's a bit too smelly. And then he didn't say any specifics, but he just like mimed and he stuck his bottom out and he pointed at it with a very rigid finger several times, like over and over.
Okay.
And then while wafting his hand, other hand in front of his nose. And I took from that to mean...
smelly bottom.
Well, now I'm talking to you. Yes, I actually do think it was that.
Okay.
Didn't put it together at the time.
And you just thought he was, you know...
Well, he was telling me over Skype and it was quite hard to see exactly what he was saying.
Yeah.
What do you think Cham's opinion of you is when he's speaking to Grip?
Probably thinks I'm cool.
Do you honestly believe that?
Yeah. Guess again.
Yeah. What would we guess again?
Guess we like to guess.
Fun times. He taught me how to pot. I taught him how to putt.
And you both probably sort of played those games where you dressed up as wizards, etc. Did you?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yes, sometimes.
Okay.
Would it shock you if I was to tell you that I happen to have received an email from Grip?
Right.
Who explained to me that Cham had actually accused you of having a smelly bottom and you about this.
Lie.
And you knew about this, Skip. Skip, you know about this.
You're pulling my leg.
No, I'm not pulling your leg. I'm nowhere near your leg. I would never touch one of our guests.
I would.
Yes, she's been doing
and
it.
And I have.
The whole time she's been doing it, touching me.
I will do it again.
Claire will touch the guests.
Yes.
That's
I'll
her.
Rub them up and I'll rub them down and I don't mind. You know.
Part of her thing.
It's a friendly vibe.
That's just one of the things that makes us different.
Non-stop.
Now, is that why you stopped talking to Cham? Because he said you had a smelly bottom.
Well, I didn't think you'd been talking to little tattletales before you came to speak to me.
We do our research.
Yes, I did stop speaking to Cham because he said about I had a smelly bottom.
Okay.
I caught him. Well, basically, I think he thought he was Skyping somebody else, but he was Skyping me.
Catfish.
Yeah. Catfish to my face.
And he was your only friend. I just made that up, but is that true?
He was my only as friend. He was my holiday friend.
Right.
Got loads of friends outside of my Inverness holiday.
Sure.
He was my main friend on Inverness.
Okay. What are your names of your friends?
My other friends?
Mm-hmm.
Plam?
Mm-hmm.
Zam?
Mm-hmm.
Cram?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Flam.
Mm-hmm.
Seems believable enough.
Yeah.
I guess I was wrong.
Why is your bottom so dirty?
Solve it with a tablet.
Or hug a tree.
Claire, we've listened to all the facts for Skip here.
Do you want me to diagnose?
Yes, I think that's...
Okay, he doesn't often ask me to diagnose because I believe in fairies and angels. Well, let me just... Can I do this through touch?
Well, you can ask first.
Well, she hasn't asked so far.
No, she doesn't.
Constant.
Can I just...
Patter me on my bottom.
Well, that's where the problem is.
Just see if there's a puff coming out of your bottom as she touches it.
I'm just going to touch for an answer.
Not there, Claire.
Crochet. Crochet is coming to me.
Crochet?
Start to get creative. Get creative with crochet, your neighbour.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
I think the answer lies in the passé of crochet.
Very poetic. This hasn't happened before on the show, Skip.
Yes.
But when you come in to the studio...
Yes.
I lifted up my glass container... And you know what I smell?
No.
I didn't smell anything. You've come in here today.
Yeah.
And you believe that you've got a smelly bottom because of Cham's opinion.
Oh.
And you've now got this very sort of negative energy about opinions.
Mm. Yes.
And it all relates to this. Cham lied to Grip when he said that your bottom smelt. And he lied to you when he said that Grip's bottom smelt.
Cham just says everyone's bottom smells.
And maybe it's because Cham absolutely stinks. Could it be?
I think that might be the answer.
He's insecure about his own smell. He says, I smell, I don't smell.
Now that
Grip doesn't smell.
I've had my nose down there for a while and it's absolutely dreamy. It smells like cousin's cream.
Cousin's cream.
I thought it smelled like cousin's cream.
Very similar to custard cream.
Custard's cream.
Cousin's cream soap. That's what my bottom smells like, really. Not pepperonis.
Exactly. Now we've established this. I want to do this thing again, Skip, if you don't mind.
Yes.
I want to tell you that I've seen One Foot in the Grave. Yeah. I didn't like it.
That's up to you. Your opinion.
Dr. Benjamin Jones. Dr. Benjamin Jones, thank you. Another case closed.
Again, but do try crocheting because you might enjoy it. The other thing I like is equine therapy, but where you pretend to be the horse.
What?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.